Wednesday, June 18th. Okay, this is probably going to be the longest diary entry ever. A lot happened today, and I want to include all the details. But I'll probably get a cramp in my hand if I try to write down everything at once. This morning, I woke up to the wonderful aroma of something baking. It smelled like Mom's yummy, hot, buttered cinnamon rolls drizzled with frosting. Only 3 times better! Since I was really hungry, I jumped out of bed, got dressed, and rushed downstairs to the kitchen. But I stopped in my tracks when I saw a sign in the hall sloppily scribbled in crayon. It said, "This way to Miss Bree Bree's French Bakery and Cafe." Just great. I guess I won't be having any warm, tasty, freshly baked cinnamon rolls. Unfortunately, whenever Miss Bree Bree shows up, the only thing I get a taste of is doom, gloom, and destruction. As much as I hated the thought, I didn't have a choice but to take control of the situation and confront her. Before the cops got involved. Since Dad had to repaint the entire kitchen ceiling last week due to the damage from Brianna's sardine sandwich, we've made an extra effort to make sure she's always supervised during her little cooking projects. She's also not supposed to touch the appliances and other potentially dangerous items in the kitchen, including the spoons. You'd be shocked by how much damage my bratty little sister can do with a single spoon. I've told Brianna a million times never to put metal in a microwave. But did she listen? Repairing the charred black hole in the wall and replacing the microwave cost Mom and Dad a fortune. It was quite obvious to me that the sneaky little wannabe chef was trying to cook up trouble while we were all still asleep. Brianna had decorated the kitchen with drawings of cookies and cupcakes and placed her kitty-sized Princess Sugar Plum tea time table and chairs in a corner. She had also added her doll-sized table and chairs for extra seating. Her dolls and stuffed animals sat at both tables, which were set with Mom's expensive china and fresh flowers from the backyard. I was actually quite impressed. Her little pretend cafe almost looked like a miniature version of the cupcakery. Miss Bree Bree, wore a cute pink apron with ruffles and bows and a snarly frown on her face, just like that mean British chef guy on TV who loves to yell at everyone. However, as soon as she saw me, she quickly switched into happy hostess mode and plastered a huge smile across her face.
"Bonjour! Welcome to Miss Bree Bree's French Bakery and Cafe," she said. "Home of Miss Bree Bree, famous pastry chef to Z stars."
"Brianna, what are you doing?" I said, with my hands on my hips. "You know you're not allowed to cook in here alone, especially after you blew up our second microwave and plastered your sardine sandwich on the ceiling."
"I do not know this Brianna that you speak of, darling," she said, all snotty-like. "And who might you be? Do you have a reservation?"
"I don't need a reservation," I shot back. "I live here, and I'm your sister."
"Duh."
"I believe you are confused, mister. I am an only child, and you are a cranky stranger
We have a strict no cranky strangers allowed policy here in my cafe. I cannot have you scaring away Z customers. I will, however, check Z reservation list for you, mister.
Miss Breebree flipped through her notepad.
I see Barbie, Ken, Princess Sugar Plum, Doc McStuffins, Sparkly Z Poodle, Princess Shuri, and my pretty Polly doll. But no Miss Duh, she said. I am very sorry, darling, but Z Restaurant is completely booked today. So I must ask you to leave. Did you not see Z sign? It says reservations only.
She pointed at one of her signs taped on the wall behind me. Reservations only.
Really? In what language? I can't read your sloppy handwriting, I complained. And your spelling is terrible. Well, excuse moi. Miss Breebree is a pastry chef, not a spelling bee champion, she huffed. Anyway, Z rules are Z rules. If you'd like, I can put your name on Z waiting list. We might have an open table in about, Miss Breebree squinted and tapped her chin in thought.
Well, how long? I asked, slightly annoyed. 10 minutes? 20 minutes?
No, longer than that. Can't you see I'm very, very busy? She exclaimed.
Okay then, 1 hour? I asked impatiently. She sighed deeply and rolled her eyes at me. Then she quickly scribbled something on her notepad, tore off the sheet of paper, and handed it to me.
Here is your reservation time. Your table will be ready and waiting for you. Until then, goodbye, Miss Duh, she smirked.
What lousy service. It took forever just to get a reservation at this place. And the cafe wasn't even that busy. But when I realized how long I had to wait for a table, I was totally disgusted.
Your table is ready in 3 months.
What? Are you kidding me? I grumbled.
Can't you read Z reservation card? It says I'll have a table for you in 3 months.
You will come back then, yes?
Now goodbye,
Miss Breebree said, shooing me out of my own kitchen like I was an annoying fly or something. There was no way I was leaving her a tip. Okay, my hand is starting to cramp, and I need a snack. I'll try to finish the story tomorrow.